Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jack Abdill, Fix the Family, Fix America, the show that is here to make a difference right now in today's world. So we are so pleased that you are here, so pleased that you're listening in. And as you know, we've had a couple tough weeks, and they're not going to get any easier, but guess what? We are going to hit them with all the barrels that we have in our at our disposal, and we are going to take them out and make these things happen, and it's going to be really, really, really successful for us. Really, really awesome. Okay, I need a little pen and paper for notes, because you people are tough. Remember, if you want to call and be part of the show, number is 347-677-0692. Greatly appreciate it if you were to call on in and let us know. We were going to have a guest today, but it seems like half the world is busy. All the time. That's one thing I've really noticed about people that are definitely begging me for assistance or help, and trying to see if I can give them any help with their life and any help with their jobs and all the things that we're talking about. I am noticing that everyone is frantically full of stress, full of the unknown, full of amazement at where they are and their particular point in their life. I mean, it's just lots of things are on their plate, and that's one thing I see. Everyone is just busy because everyone thinks they've got to hurry and make something happen. Now, in my case, as you know, what happened, as I told everyone last week, we are in a big hurry up. We've got to get started, and we're going to get started on Monday. So we're going to have a lot of cool stuff happening on Monday, and that's going to make a big difference in what we say and do in everyday work. And every day we're taking a big sacrifice, and we're just going to make it happen, and we're going to prove to the world that it's the human spirit, the power of the human spirit that I keep talking about over and over and over again is just an amazing, amazing thing. Let's talk about some stuff today. So, let's see. Got my pad and pen here. And I'm thrown into this show because we were just making big work preparing for our Fix the Family, Fix America Positive Fathering Workshop coming up in exactly 2 days on this Friday at the Village at Sandhill Community Center in Columbia, South Carolina. That's where we're going to be this week. From 12 to 4, absolutely free. Make sure you come down and show up and be there. It's very, very, very important. If you're a father, this is quite possibly an important thing you can do for your children, and that's to become a better father. Because one of the things, one of the principles of success in the Natural Success Principles book is never, ever, never, not one time, not even a little bit, stop learning. Something amazing that I see all the time is men and women who just coast. You hear me talk about settling all the time, settling. Just can't stand that settling. Coasting is just as bad as settling. You're in your little world. Nothing's going in and out, and so you're just going to coast it on through like it ain't no tomorrow. Well, I have to tell you that that's not going to work. That's not going to increase your success at all, because guess what you're going to keep doing? You're going to keep doing what you've always been doing. Guess what you're going to keep getting? You know the answer. So the people who coast and then complain that they're not getting successful really, really is amazing to me. Really, really, really is amazing to me. Now, remember what I announced last week when we found out about my mother and my new book, Blessed With Cancer, at blessedwithcancer.com. If I didn't take to learning all that I possibly could about her situation, then I would not be able to help her as much as I'm going to help her. We are going to attack this potential situation with all we have, and we're going to, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, it's real early here on the Australian coast. I'm kidding. I'm not on the Australian coast. I'm on the East Coast. But one day I will be broadcasting from the Australian coast this show. So as we go to Fix the Family, Fix the World. Anyway, back to this Friday's Fix the Family, Fix America Positive Fathering Seminar. Again, if you're a father, it would behoove you, and that word is awesome, behoove you to be there and be a part of something very, very major. We're going to have a career guy there and a fitness specialist there, and then I'm going to be there crazy and beating on your head and showing you examples of bad fathering and what not to do and then what to do. And then we'll take questions from everyone and see what your issues are and figure out a way to help you in everything you do. Okay? So that's this Friday, 12 to 4. In Columbia, South Carolina, the Village at Sandhill Community Room. So make sure you're there. Make sure you're there. And again, the number if you want to call in, 347-677-0692. That would be awesome if you were to call in and talk about anything. So, security cameras in Australia, since we were talking about Australia, caught a woman throwing her baby onto a concrete sidewalk. The video then shows the woman tussling with another man over the child. And she threw her kid down on the sidewalk. Now, I don't know about you, but here in America, in any Walmart, that's a similar situation. I'm kidding. It's not that bad. Anyway, security cameras catch Australian mom hurling the baby on the sidewalk. It was alleged she was drunk, and she was arguing with her partner, do not know if it was daddy, baby daddy, or new love interest, when she threw the baby. In her interview, she said she was wild with her partner and wanted to go home when she dropped her child. Now, you were missing my quotes when I said wild and dropped, because this is radio. But I'm telling you, that's what she said, and she was her hearing will continue in June. I just fix the family, fix the world can't start soon enough. But first, we're going to take care of America, because I'm pretty sure I could find the same story, like I said, in a Walmart location near you. So that was one terrible headline. We'd like to talk about that and just how mothers who are giving birth to children are really not learning, they're coasting, and they're not learning how to take care of their child, and they're not making their child number one. That's very, very important. Another thing that we're seeing a whole bunch of is the parents that aren't making their children number one. I mean, that just seems to just make me go a little crazy, because the first thing you do when you have a child is to get learning about everything you could possibly imagine on raising that child. I mean, it just blows my mind. Just blows my mind. Wow. Okay, so that was that's an interesting headline. I just to do with that headline right there. Okay, so another interesting headline. This man's beer belly actually saves his life. So, for all you fat daddies out there, or just other people sitting there coasting or sitting having your beer and watching your TV, understand that doctors recently told Mr. Martin, 43, that they were certain that he was saved by his beer belly when he was stabbed, after a drunk customer stabbed him. The doctor, he replied, the doctor said, I could have died, but my organs were protected by the extra fat bit. And he said, I'm not massive by any stretch of the imagination. I only weigh 182 pounds, but I do have a beer belly, and that's what they're saying saved me. The knife missed his spleen and other organs because it couldn't get in that fat gullet deep enough. Interesting. Interesting. So, all you men with your fat guts, you might be safe in a knife fight. That's all I'm saying. And then there's Fat Mamas. Woman says her love handle saved her life. So, this is another headline. Florida woman said her love handle saved her life when she was shot entering the Atlantic City bar. Now, that's kind of weird. The gunman was aiming for a man who escaped with a bullet hole in his down jacket. But the 35-year-old woman felt paid, saw blood on her hand after she grabbed her left side, and she had been hollering how she wanted to lose weight. She said, now I want to be big as I can if it's going to stop a bullet. So we've got another woman at restaurants in the Atlantic City area. Be on the lookout, because this woman's trying to grow to build her own bulletproof vest. That's crucial. So, two stories. One, beer belly, stopping knives so that you don't die a knife fight, man. You need to have that beer belly. Wings, pizza, of course, steak, but that doesn't pack on the pounds as much because protein, pure protein is a great, great fat burner. But it's crucial. Go ahead and get that beer belly started. And then women, those love handles save you from gunshots. The bigger you are, the more apt you are to survive the violent stuff that's happening out there in the world. I don't know what I don't have a lot to say about this kind of stuff because it is pretty intense and pretty amazing to think about the two different situations in two different areas in the world. The obesity issue helps them. So the upside right now, beer bellies and love handles, is that they're saving people's lives in violent situations. And that's right now is one positive to that. So if you're in a violent neighborhood or you're in a violent job, they pay you to pack on the extra pounds. Not everything that I'm currently saying is a tongue-in-cheek, of course. I'm not advocating massive obesity, but those are two instances that cannot be disputed. I just gave you the facts, and that's what we'll always do here at Fix the Family, Fix America. Now, I do not know if either one of those people are fathers or mothers, but they were 36 and 43 years old, so unknown, have no idea. But if they need fixing, we're here to help. So just so you know and just so you remember, Fix the Family, Fix America, Positive Fathering Workshop this Friday. This Friday in Columbia, South Carolina at the Village at Sandhill Community Room from 12 to 4. Got to be there. Got to show up. And let me talk about our nationwide sponsor right now. Well, no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about a local sponsor for that. Program Positive Fathering right there in Columbia, South Carolina. It's right in the Village of Sandhill. This person jumped right on board to be in the workbook, and that is Welcome to Mo's. Welcome to Mo's. So when you're there at the Village of Sandhill, Mo's is actually bringing in the food. Mo's is bringing in the food. So when you come down, you get a free lunch of Mo's. You make yourself a fajita. And get some sweet tea, and unswag tea, which is wrong. And have us there right before we start at 1 o'clock, and then the career guy is going to kick in and get you started on what you need to do to be better at your job or get started on your job hunt. It's going to be great. Then we'll have a little bit of me again, and then we'll have a fitness guru coming up there, Susie. Fathers, you need to be listening to her. She can tell you how to keep yourself active so you can keep up with your kids because you know how you are. Yes, you know how you are. You apparently get fat beer guts to protect yourself from knives. That's just so funny. I'm not going to be able to stop talking about that for the next 3 days. That will, if you are listening to this and you're coming to Positive Fathering, do not say anything when I start talking about fat beer guts saving knives. Okay. Beer belly. Let me write this down. Beer belly knife attack. Knife attack in Australia. And then, of course, the love handles. The love handle bulletproof vest. Sold nationwide at a Kentucky Fried Chicken buffet near you. Oh, goodness. See, at least we are having fun today. I said to myself, you know, I'm trying to de-stress as much as possible. I can't continue. I do know that I'm having some super hard time sleeping, but you take every day as if it's not going to be the same tomorrow, and you got to roll with it. So remember, Remember, one of our principles is live every day like it's your last, of course, and give it all you got. Sometimes you have to do a lot of things that you weren't planning on that day, but somewhere, somehow, do something that day that you wanted to do. Greatly, greatly helps you get through it and help yourself in all aspects. We will soon also probably have a video cam of this show getting cranked up, because this show is getting more and more popular every day, which is just exciting to me. So if any of you callers would want to call in that are listening, 347-677-0692, greatly appreciate it. Now, depression. Let's go through this next headline about families, about the relationships between husband and wife. Depression in women can be fueled, get this, by hostile husbands. But the reverse seems not to be true. Additionally, warm positive behavior from husbands and negative impact of their hostile behavior. Well, let's go through what they did, and then we'll talk about it. So in the study, researchers watched 20-minute clips of 416 married couples interacting at home. Now, interacting at home, was there a cameraman there, or was it just hidden camera, or was it recording? No one knows. But anyway, we do know it was videos. The videos were coded for two behavior types: antisocial behaviors, which are those that are self-centered, defiant, or show a lack of constraint, and hostile behaviors that are angry, critical, or rejecting. Participants in the study also reported symptoms of depression. For instance, being snippy or curt with a spouse, interrupting her, eye-rolling, sneers, and yelling were considered hostile behaviors. In the study, husband's marital hostility was significantly related to the increase in wives' symptoms of depression. The more hostile and antisocial behavior exhibited by husbands, the more depressed their wives were after 3 years. These findings suggest that husbands' treatment of their wives significantly impacts their psychological well-being, and that hostile behavior has a lasting effect on couples that continues throughout their marriages. On the flip side, the researchers didn't find any link between wives' anger behaviors and their husbands' depression, unless there was a significant life event at the time, including a death in the family or job loss. Ooh, job loss coming into the story. So it is possible that a woman's well-being is more closely tied to the well-being of their close relationships than it is the case for men. So they may be more vulnerable than husbands when there's hostility in the marriage. But a greater number of recent stressful events put husbands at risk for being negatively impacted by their wives' hostility. All right. So nearly 10% of the population suffers from a depressive disorder, to the National Institute of Mental Health, and while the cause of depression vary, a husband's angry behavior could be a contributing factor. Well. All right, so women, y'all are depressed from your husband being a bleep hole. So when someone is a bleep hole, that can make you depressed when you are in a relationship with them. Conversely, men, when your wife is hostile, it only affects you when there's another significant stressful event at the time. Is there fault here? Is there to blame here? Is there a hidden message here? No telling at this moment. Let's look at this now. If if a man, husband, is hostile with antisocial behavior in the relationship and the wife is tolerating it, what would cause that depression in that wife because of this event? Could it be the fact that they are upset, that they're settling? Could it be the fact that they're upset that this isn't the fairy tale marriage they decided it to be? Could it be the fact they're mad at their own bad decisions? Could it be the fact that they are scared of leaving? Could it be the fact they might be think they're stuck in a situation? Could it be the fact that they are constantly worried about making that person hostile and angry? Could it be the fact that just when you grab hold of a beep hole, you are setting yourself up to have issues? Could that be a fact? Could it be a fact that if we were to make wives stronger, and that when this husband's marital hostility becomes an issue over time, where you see a pattern that's not breaking and you're not happy, if we made the wives stronger to say, look, buddy, I'm not putting up with it anymore. If you want to stay with me, this ain't happening. Or if you are going to keep it up, I'm gone. What would happen if we had more, if we could get the wives to understand that this is not right? You are not supposed to be depressed because of hostility. And sitting here saying that we need to change men, is important. We also need to worry about changing women. Now, men, at the Positive Fathering Summit, you learn how to be a better father, husband, and man. Husband in the center of that right now, I'm going to tell you, if you have hostile behavior toward your wife, two things. One, you're going to cause your wife depression. And two, your kids are going to see this. And is that the kind of life you want? Do you have to feel like you have to be in so much freaking power that you have to be a beep hole every time? Now, while I'm going to talk about that, I'm also going to push Make a Difference Mothering, because part of Fix the Family is second quarter of Fix the Family, Fix America is Make a Difference Mothering and mothers, and you're going to be a better mother, wife, and woman. And one of the very first things I'm going to tell you is that if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling down because of your husband's hostile behavior, then maybe we're going to grow you some spine, and you're going to look him in the eye and say, look, buddy, I am special. I need to be treated correctly. I am not going to tolerate this. And you're either going to change, or you're going to get out. Life's too short to put up with hostility. Life's too short to put up with abuse. Life's too short to be in a relationship that's too much to handle. Life is too short. So remember, ladies, we're not having any more of this. I don't need another study to say, you know, someone being a bleep hole is causing me to be depressed. No, they can't. It's very, very, very crucial success principle here is that no one, not one single human being, can make you feel bad unless, of course, you are tied up. And even then, you can overcome it. But no one can make you feel bad unless you let them. Okay? Got it? Got it. Now, women, let's talk about something else that one of the headlines that really really me. I'd like to know your opinion on this. Give me a call, 347-677-0692. Because women, it says, you may not know when you're aroused. Yeah. Yes, what's that? Women, when it comes to sexual arousal, a woman's mind and body are less in sync than a man's, and men know when they're aroused, but women may not. So men who reported feeling turned on also show their excitedness. Now remember, we do talk about relationship sex, because it's very important in pull-through parenting. Also in positive fathering and make a difference mothering, but especially in pull-through parenting, we show you that sex, that relationship connection is very important. So that's quarter three of Fix the Family, Fix America. So now we've talked about positive fathering, make a difference mothering, and now pull-through parenting, but we still try to do it in a family way, because, you know, if you have to bring your kids along and they are quiet and want to listen to these facts, we're going to try to be as good as we can, because we are not crazy to a point. Now, children cannot come to the boot camps, but they can come to the workshops. Workshops are free, and one of them's happening in 2 days, Positive Fathering in Columbia, South Carolina, from 12 to 4, free lunch given to us by Moe's. Welcome to Moe's. All right, now, men who reported feeling turned on tended to also show their excitability in ways that you should know they show, while the matchup between the mind and body wasn't so consistent for women. So the people at Meredith Chivers, no, the people at the University, the people at Queen's University in Canada, and the researcher Meredith Chivers, said she wanted to discover how closely people's subjective appearance of sexual arousal experience of sexual arousal mirrors their physiological genital response. Well, of course you do. Anyway, men's subjective ratings of arousal were in agreement with their body's level of sexual arousal 66% of the time, while women's were in line only about 26% of the time. So mostly, two-thirds of the time, women, when you think you are excited, you don't know it. So, hello, women. What's the problem? It was, it is the general pattern in her laboratory is that women experience a genital response but do not report feeling sexually aroused. In other words, they have genital excitement, but it didn't click that they should be excited, or they are holding back that excitement. Could that be the case? Could that be, women, what do you think? Give me a call, 347-677-0692, and let me know what you think. If you, or let's say, look at something that's kind of exciting to you, and we have measurements on various parts of your body, and some of the parts of your body are showing that you do find what you're looking at sexually exciting, but yet you sit there and say, not really. What's causing that block? What's causing that block? How do we break that block? How do we achieve a better mind-body connection for women? How do we do that? Weird. Very strange. So, women, let me know your thoughts on that. Anytime you hear this show in the archives, if you are listening in the archives, because a lot of people listen not from 11 to 12 when the show's on live, they listen later on the night when they're quiet and sipping their tea, or and some of my fans having their beer, and some of my other fans having their wine, and some of my other fans when they're surfing the web for bad things. Yes, talking about you. Kidding. Anyway. Anyway, back to the fun. We're having fun here today. Let's talk about the official nationwide print sponsor of Fix the Family, Fix America Tour, World Tour. Dates are going to be announced very soon. We're coming up. Very soon. I do know the first Positive Following Boot Camp is sometime in the beginning of May. And it's either going to be in Atlanta or Charlotte. So we're close. We're close to setting all this stuff out. I will also every day, every show, tell you the scheduling of where I'm going to be speaking. You know, we had our book signing on Saturday. It was great. Let me digress for 2 seconds. Let me bring the microphone closer because I'm going to talk serious. The book signing this Saturday at the Family Christian Bookstore. I met so many wonderful people. Some of them poured their heart out to me. And it was such a moving experience that I cannot thank every one of you that showed up enough. It went from 10 to almost 5 because I stayed 2 more hours. It was such an intense, incredible time of being out there talking with people and interacting and listening to their stories and telling them please share their stories with me so that I can help other people triumph over those same situations. Really, really, really want to thank each and every one of you for being there. It was fantastic. So that was Saturday at the Family Christian Bookstore. We're probably going to have another one real soon, same place, and then 2 more around Columbia while we're here doing the Positive Fathering Seminar. But as we move to Charlotte, Atlanta, down to Florida, up to Pittsburgh, I'll announce book signings and other stuff as we go. So thank you very much for showing up. I just want to make sure you understood that. So I'm going to move the microphone back and get back to talking. That was fantastic. So let's talk about the official nationwide print partner of the Fix the Family, Fix America Tour. I can't talk enough of these people. Can't do it. When you are sick and tired, dads or moms or parents, sick and tired of doing what you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're sick and tired of doing what you're doing, and you come out, you go, look, I need help, I want to start my own business, and here's what I want to start, and we're going to help you with your logos, your business cards, your letterheads, and all that's going to come from one place, and that is Soho Office. And it's there at the Village at Sand Hill, also where we kick off this Positive Fathering Tour, nationwide tour. So please, 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 please come see us, and you will get the added extra benefit of knowing that these people are some incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Soho Office, Village at Sand Hill. They are going to be the ones behind your new life when you join with us and you want one. So that's crucial. Very, very crucial. We also would like to announce today, I'd like to say Richland County, which is where the village of Sandhill is in, their sheriff's department, Sheriff Leon Lott, has issued a quote for Fix the Family, Fix America. I shall read it now in its entirety. I believe this is Sheriff Leon Lott of Richland County Sheriff's Department quoting the positive aspects of Fix the Family, Fix America. Very crucial, very crucial. I believe that family is the cornerstone of all communities. Having a strong family foundation is essential to the success of any community and its future. The Richland County Sheriff's Department will continue our commitment to families by expanding and developing more programs that are specifically designed to focus on educating our youth and rearing young people toward being productive and positive citizens. I said that wrong. Positive and productive citizens. That's Sheriff Leon Lott, Richland County. That's his official take on Fix the Family, Fix America, and it's absolutely true, and he knows that what we're doing is special and incredible, and I just thank him for his work, and I know we're going to be doing more and more together as we move forward. It's very crucial for us to do this, and I want to get involved with the Sheriff's Department and help as many people as we possibly can. Another headline, really quick. Since we're running out of time, this show is going faster than any other show. Study, man. Do people really just sit around and do studies? How much time do you have? My first thing was that everybody seems to be busy. Busy, and suddenly everyone got time to do a study, and then that study comes out, and then that becomes news, and that news becomes fact when it doesn't even prove anything, some of these studies. Anyway, study, many U.S. kids have chronic health problems. More than a quarter of American children have a chronic health condition. You know what this next one's going to be, such as fatty fat fatness or asthma. But here's the crucial kicker that's not in the headline. But many children overcome these problems with time. So they said their findings make clear that chronic health conditions are rising among children. And access to health care is essential to diagnose and treat them. Okay. I'm not going to read any more of this study. This study appears to be driven specifically for an agenda. So we're done with that one. Sorry, I should have read further down before I talked about it, but it's we're done with it. We're done with it. Strange. Very strange. That was a weird headline. Weird headline. Okay, so let's go to... I'm not going to talk about Tiger Woods and his apology. Everyone else does that. We focus on the family and stuff that's going to help you be saved from a knife attack or gunshots or any way to increase your relationship, sex life with your partner, and definitely increase how your children's health is coming along. Very important. Very, 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 very. Very, 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 very important. Let's see our another headline. I've got it right here. Let me look through it. I'm looking through all of our stuff that we've got. Goodness. The number one problem in marriage. Communication. I'm pretty sure I talk about this all the time. And we harp on it in positive fathering. Make a Difference Mothering, Pull Through Parenting, and Reveal Your Success. All four of them, the final quarter of Fix the Family, Fix America, is Reveal Your Success. And if you cannot communicate your ideas correctly, then you have a problem. So if you it takes a certain amount of intelligence and learning to be able to communicate your ideas to others. That goes back to coasting, our big highlighted subject of the day, is the coaster, the person that doesn't want to learn, the person that just sits there and does the same thing day in, day out, get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, sit in front of TV, work on my bulletproof vest. Get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, sit in front of TV, work on my bulletproof vest. Get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, sit in front of TV, and work on my bulletproof vest. That's doing the same thing every single day. And the only thing that makes it different is get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, sit in front of TV, work on my bulletproof vest. Kid comes home from soccer. I said, how's your game? That's sad. Sad but true. And we get that told to us more from women than men, of course, because you men say, hell yes, I'm a good father. I asked him how his soccer game went. Yes, of course you did. Of course you did. And that's really going to make a difference. It really does. It really does. Communication is key. In not only your relationship with your wife, it's also key with your relationship with your kid. Yeah, time has flown here. I mean, we're running out of time, and I don't even trying to make sure I catch all our sponsors, make sure we're doing all the stuff, because this is our last show right before. And again, we were supposed to have a guest and all kind of stuff. Anyway, back to the back to what I was just saying. If you can't communicate, and you're coasting, back to the coasting, which is a major subject. Let me do it one more time, just in case you didn't hear. Get up. Go to work. Come home. Eat dinner. Sit in front of the TV. Work on my bulletproof vest. Yes, that is crucial stuff. We've got to get dads in our program, at our workshop, get them learning, get them... First of all, how do we make someone that's coasting want to learn more? Why does it always take a major, major, massive event before people sit back and go, oh, I'm going to have to get a little serious? Now, I don't know about you, but the birth of a child is enough to get me serious. And as many of you know, the story of my child wasn't much as a birth, as much as a rip out and start the process real quick. Anyway, everything my child gave me woke me up and said, you got to get serious. Got to get serious. Now, I'm not going to lie, I faltered. Faltered several times. I faltered a lot trying to... You know, say to myself, I got plenty of time, or got plenty of ways to make this happen, or it's all going to come easy, and that wasn't true. And it's still not true today. And that's one of the reasons why we want to be here when someone hits that moment. Now, a lot of times the birth of a kid doesn't make the father or mother make this change. Sometimes the death of a family member makes the father or mother make this change. Sometimes the huge accident makes the father or mother make this change. But I know one thing, I got to be right here when you're ready. I know one thing, I got to be right here when you're ready for help. Yeah. That's what I got to do. Got no choice. If you happen to be listening to me live and not on the archive, a lot of people, again, listen to the archive, that's fine. Pretty soon we will start syndicating this thing and making it big, big, big. I got to start getting some guests on this program that aren't too busy. But 347-677-0692 is what you can call in. You got 8 minutes to do so before this show's over, because it is going super fast, and that's kind of cool. All right, we've talked about a lot of stuff today. No kidding. Wow, we had the Australian woman throw a baby on the sidewalk. That's great parenting, mothers. Great parenting. I mean, no kidding. We have the knife and bulletproof vests saving a man and a woman from violence. Crucial stuff. And then we've got some obese, fatty fat kids out there, but the situation appears to go out over time. Now, according to this list, this will help you. This is my last thing real quick because I've only got 7 minutes, so we're going to talk about 7 snacks that help you stop stress. Because as we spoke about first in the reason we didn't have a guest is all guests are busy. Everyone's talking busy, and that's why we're trying to help. That's why Fix the Family, Fix America is right here. Excuse me. It is in 4 parts. Make a difference, positive fathering. Make a difference, mothering. Pull through parenting and reveal your success. Sip of water. Goodness gracious. Wow. Choking. Excuse me again. Trying to get all this in. Today's show has went by and it was so much fun. Thank you for listening, by the way. 7 snacks that help stop stress. So if you're feeling stressful, these are some of the snacks. Very important that you get this into your head. So here we go. Snack number one, of course. A happier tummy means a happier you, and the number one oldest digestive aid in the world is mint. So get yourself some mint tea, sip on that, and have a better tummy, better digestion, and plus the smell of mint also brings back lots of memories of just relaxing, settling down, having a good day. Crucial to do that. So mint tea, snack that'll help you be less stressed. That's good stuff. Good stuff. All right, number six on our countdown. Number six, chocolate. Yeah. Chocolate! For all you SpongeBob fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. GABA. Natural amino acid said to provoke calmness. GABA, G-A-B-A, gamma amino butyric acid. Get you some GABA. Coming out in drinks all over the place. So look for GABA. Here's something else. Oatmeal. Complex carbs stimulate mood-raising serotonin. Mood-raising serotonin, oatmeal, helps you stop stress. And instead of reaching for these Cheez-Its and stuff like that, grab some of these snacks, calm yourself down. Almonds, vitamin B and E are proven immune system boosters because stress can put you under weather, and almonds have both. You want to do a double bubble? Here's a tip. Chocolate-covered almonds, dark chocolate-covered almonds. Wow. You get a double. How about a dark chocolate almond on top of an oatmeal snack? Woo! While you're sipping peppermint tea, you are stress-free and calmed down for the rest of your life. Or the rest of the day, at least, I know. Did you also know potassium helps lower your blood pressure? And a tomato or banana helps you do that? So cut you up a tomato if you like tomatoes and give it a shot. another snack. Everyone knows avocados have a lot of good fats and vitamin C and E. So that snack right there in itself is good for you. Basically, not potato chips. I think that's what these seven snacks are helping you do. Not potato chips. So, ladies and gentlemen, we only got, we don't have long at all here. Running out on time for this show. It's went so fast. Thank you so much for being here. Let me see. We got 9 sweet bedtime rituals I was going to try to sneak in. Let's try to sneak this in real quick, okay? Kisses all around. Kisses from daddy. Kisses from mommy. Kisses all over the place. Good bedtime ritual. Book before bed, and then a lot of kids like to sleep with the book that you read. Don't know why, but reading before bed does help calm you down. Daddy time is crucial. We talk about that in Positive Fathering. A great time during the week when you go to work and come back is have lots of daddy time right before sleep. Lots of daddy time. So that's a great, sweet bedtime ritual. Another one, people wrote in and said they do a little bedtime dance. That always helps. My daughter, once we say bedtime to her, she runs, she says, "You'll never catch me." So, make up a bedtime story. Let the kid come up with a person, place, or thing, 3 different items, and you make up a bedtime story about it. We do that all the time. We'll make lots of cow and princess stories. Very strange. We do that all the time. And then we do a story with a moral. That's a great thing to do. Very important. Help your kids go to bed. Sweet nothings, just hum. Mommy loves you. Daddy loves you. Grandma loves you. I mean, if your baby's too young to talk, of course, that's always incredible to add children's positive notions and... somebody wrote it when they have twins. 90 seconds. I got 90 seconds. Someone wrote in when they have twins. They take a couple minutes of alone with each one separately right before bed. That's crucial. Not going to apply to everybody with single kids, but it is good. Of course, the family and group hug is very important. And always remember to give them the best that you possibly can right before they go to bed so they don't have any bad thoughts. Thank you for listening today, people. This is a show, great show. I showed you ways to save your life. I showed you ways to help your kids sleep. I showed you ways to be stress-free. And also remember Positive Fathering Seminar this Friday, 12 to 4, starting off in Columbia, South Carolina, Village at Sandhill, Community Room. Come down from 12 to 4, eat Welcome to Moe's, and if you're ready to get started on your new career, new business, you get one of our packages that includes Soho Office, business cards. We help you design a logo, get everything done, and then send you on your way. We also take, once you see us, we are taking volunteers and more people getting involved in Fix the Family, Fix America, because we need to help ourselves. Thank you for listening. Greatly appreciate it. Have a great day. Listen to the music on the way out.